Good evening, everyone. This is Melissa Rowe, and today is June 27th, 2015, Audio Mo Day 27. I hope everyone is having a nice day today, and for most of you, the day is already over. Hope you're getting a good start to June 28th. It's going to be a nice day for us tomorrow. We're heading over to church and just getting out and about and enjoying what could be a potentially rainy day. And I'm not sure, but they say that we're looking for a slight chance of rain. And, well, who knows? God's our only true weatherman, you know? So we could hear all the great newscasters, and a lot of them that I listen to are pretty well accurate, especially those that, you know, that are in my local channel, news channel thingy-majig. Yeah, I could talk, right? The local news channel, the meteorologists are pretty accurate here. And yeah. So yeah, sorry that my brain is like fumbling and stumbling and crumpling, apparently, or crumbling and all this stuff, because I have had a long day. We were helping somebody with homework earlier, and you know, so it was a long day, but it was a nice day. And I'm still sore from my workout a couple of days ago, and actually I'm getting the muscle pain in the back of my neck again. I really could go for a massage right about now. That would be very nice. And well, let's see. I have been listening to some incredible Audio Mo's pretty cool posts out here for Audio Mo. Pretty cool stuff. And I can't believe it's almost over. This is like so sad because, you know, this is like the time that I feel we connect with a lot of people. I have to make one thing clear, though. Last night when I did my Audio Mo, first of all, I was trying my best to keep my eyes open, and I'm very passionate and very emotional about my speeches that I give. I'm not very annoyed, as one person kindly pointed out that I was that it was an annoyed Audio Mo. Yes, things do annoy me. I am not gonna lie about that. Was it emotional? Yes. Was it very passionate? Yes. And it's not that, as somebody else told me, oh, well, Christians are being persecuted and that's just the way things are. What can we do? We can't change the world. My attempt at just giving a moving, passionate speech, especially when it's late at night and I'm normally already in bed by that time, really wasn't to expect a fantasy world out of a world that thrives on war. Unfortunately, that's what our planet is. It thrives on war. But I try to be optimistic when I say it doesn't have to be this way. Even if one person hears my speech, it will make an impact on them, and it will make huge, huge amounts of difference in this world. It would make a very big difference. And it wasn't an attempt at just, you know, oh, everybody just sit down, shut up, and get along. You know, I do want people to get along. I really do. And I understand there's so many differences and so many, you know, viewpoints. And the whole thing is respecting those viewpoints and trying to work along with that. And obviously, we can't change the world overnight, but we can try. And just having that optimistic attitude really kind of helps me out, you know, because it's not always easy to be optimistic. And if you think I live in a fantasy world, like I said, one person sent me a private remark. And if you think that I am living in this fantasy world, well, neck spasm, scorching heat, and fatigue is not my idea of a fantasy world, believe me. Disneyland would pale in comparison to a fantasy world that I would imagine. which would not have any of those. But yeah, and the whole idea of the establishing a colony on Mars, it's just, you know, it's weird. It's kind of on my bucket list, but hey, live long and prosper. And if we find that Mars can support human life, well, I'm game. I'm going. Even if it is a one-way ticket, we'll try and do what we can to stock up as much as we can on supplies and head on out of here. Why not? You know, a pretty interesting experience. And if you communicate with people back on Earth, and if you are able to hopefully get access to the internet, probably via satellite or something, from a ship or some sort of powered facility, then, you know, it'd be kind of an interesting audio boo. It'd actually make for a very interesting audio post. You know, hey, everyone, I'm on Mars. Oh, that would be nice. So yeah, pretty cool stuff. You know, I just wanted to clear that up. It wasn't major, but I wanted people to understand where I was coming from. And again, please excuse my sleepiness. I just downed a glass of Pepsi, and for some reason, I'm not feeling the pep from the Pepsi. Maybe it's just because I'm pretty exhausted, and, you know, it's been a long day. Anyway, so the new material I want to bring to the table, I tried an app called Say Shopping today. I did not buy anything, but basically the gist of it is when you download and install this app, it is self-voicing, except for areas like settings and stuff like that. You would need VoiceOver to access certain things in the app, so I wouldn't say it's 100% self-voicing. It is a really cool app because basically there's a microphone button. You tap it or double tap for those that use VoiceOver. And you search for something and you can say add to cart and it will add it to your cart. You can say checkout and you can check out. Now, the only kind of bummer about this, it's a wonderful app. The only bummer is that it searches the Target.com website only. And that is such a bummer because, you know, other websites I would love to shop from. But I'm sure they'll probably either expand the service or something might happen in the future. But I really like the app. The concept is really cool because you basically can shop with your voice. You say what you want to search for. You select from a list of items. And then you basically say add to cart, and that's it. And you keep adding to cart until it's time to check out. I've not checked out with this app, but from what I've seen, searching for items is really cool. And what I would like to see is a way to enter your checkout defaults prior to actually checking out. Because there is a setting in the settings area that says checkout defaults. And you go in there and it says shipping address. There is no shipping address on record, but there isn't a way to enter one. And then same for the payment method. It says no payment method on record. And you want to enter it. See, for me, I would just think, you know, that might be something to do prior to even checking out for the first time. The only way you can enter the stuff, I would imagine, is for you to check out and then have it present you with the text fields to fill in the correct information. I don't know, just a thought. I would think that the checkout defaults is great, except for can we add stuff prior to even checking out? Because that would make the shopping experience a bit more I don't know, organized, because this way you know what card you're going to use. You already have everything in the record. I don't know. Maybe I'm spoiled. Maybe I'm just used to the way Amazon does this. You know, you save it to your account, and then you go in and you just boom, 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 you check out. And, you know, when you create your account, you enter all this stuff prior to buying something, or you do enter all this stuff in when you make your first purchase. So either way, I mean, it sounds like it's an amazing app. I think that the concept is great. Another thing too that I wish we could do, but that's kind of Target's, you know, thing. Certain snacks you can only get in the store. You can't get them off the website. And I would think, you know, other stores, they'll ship you snacks. Like, I've gotten chocolate pretzels in the mail, and unfortunately that was a big mistake, because with this weather, whoever transported them must have had a truck that was an oven, because when I got the pretzels, they were this melted blob of salty, just strangeness. It was just weird. And so I thought, well, I'll put them in the fridge, let them harden up, because I certainly don't want to touch them. I don't want to open them up. And so I did just that. I put them in the fridge, and then I had to get a freaking hammer and just hammer the bag to bits. And I was able to break up the pretzels, not in perfect, nice pieces, but I ate them and they tasted good. So there was nothing wrong other than they melted together and they stuck together for good. But I was pretty happy with them otherwise. But you can't get like chips. Stuff like Keurig K-Cups you can get, because it's not a food item. It's something that comes in a little box, and then you open up the box and you have the K-Cups and you use them. Unfortunately, though, stuff like chips, yes, I'm a junk food junkie, I'm sorry, but stuff like chips, crackers, it would just say available in store only, and you can't really purchase anything other than, you know, the typical items that are non-grocery or grocery related. I can understand, you know, stuff like produce and dairy. I just would not want to order that from any store unless they had a superb delivery system that would deliver stuff like that. I would rather go to the market to pick up stuff like that. But, you know, simple snacks. I've had snacks sent to me in the mail before. I've heard of people ordering food off of Amazon and, you know, getting their boxes of cereal or, you know, stuff that's non-perishable. So I think Target just chooses to do it their own way, and they prefer to have, you know, their food, even if it is non-perishable, non-purchasable online. It says it's available in the store only, and it won't list the price. So quite interesting. A really, really cool app. Let's see. Any other apps in the world? Well, a lot of apps are coming on to the Apple Watch, and that is pretty cool. Having Boss Jock on the Apple Watch, the Boss Jock Studio. That's a neat idea. I know in the audio modes, one of the gentlemen who helps develop Boss Jock was podcasting on his Apple Watch. That's incredible. You know, I myself am not ready to jump in, and obviously I can't afford it. My finances would not allow for such a product, but I'm not ready to jump in, you know, full speed ahead to go for the Apple Watch. I don't know. I guess I'd have to see it in action, because every company says their product is great. And while I love my iPhone and I adore it, I just would kind of have to see how the Apple Watch actually works, because just the thought of wearing something on your wrist and getting those tapping feedback notification thingamajiggers And yes, I know I'm an English professor's worst nightmare. And I'm pursuing a bachelor's degree in English. The thingamahoozits. But to actually see that stuff in action would probably, you know, I wouldn't say that it would change my mind, but I would be very tempted maybe. But obviously, you know, there are other things that are there to hold you back for a reason. And that's why I'm certainly glad that, say, shopping in one respect doesn't have me put in my information before making a purchase. Because if I had all that information, I would just be picking up my phone and saying, I need a French vanilla iced coffee, and just walking around the house and placing orders over my phone like crazy. That's kind of a, I could see where somebody like me would probably get addicted to that. But there are certain things I do not buy online, such as clothing, shoes. I do not buy purses. I don't buy any of that stuff that you can try on. I don't buy that online. First of all, how do I know what it looks like? And even then, how do I know what the texture is like? You know, what it feels like, even though they describe it to you. It's like, how do you know it's not an imitation or, you know, just some weird thing? I mean, I kind of like to know what I'm wearing. So I don't like to just go and purchase clothing and, you know, go home and find out it's the wrong size. And, you know, that's just not a very good thing to have. So anyways, or as my mom used to say, any hoosers, a lot of people say that though. I've heard a lot of people say that. My mom has come up with some interesting sayings. Like she used to say hit 80 when she wanted us to hurry up. But other than that, yeah, a really great app. It's an awesome app for those who are addicted to shopping like me, which is really scary. Who knows? If they make other apps or other stores available in this app, that's where it's going to get scary, I think. I can see myself using this app a whole lot. I'll be sitting on the bus going, hey, I need some more, you know, body wash, or I need some more whatevers, you know? And as for tech stuff, I really don't have anything in the immediate future to purchase. Obviously, I'm not in the kind of financial shape to make a purchase, although if I was, I could tell you I would take an iMac over an Apple Watch, big time. I have been wanting one for years, and of course it's going to be a learning curve, learning voiceover on the Mac, but not, you know, not a very steep learning curve, because I'm obviously used to the iPhone, and so some of the gestures are familiar, and I did play with the voiceover on a Mac in an Apple store, and I just remember like clenching my fists and just sitting there going, must resist. But I would so get an iMac if I could. Those are just really cool. I kind of hope for something a little bit more stationary. A lot of people say, well, why don't you go for a MacBook? You're going to college. That's true. I would love to get a MacBook as well. But personally, I would go for an iMac first. And the reason why is I am sick and tired of when I go to school, I unplug my laptop from its power, because usually I'm surfing the laptop almost 24/7. Well, not literally, but I'm on the computer a lot. So unplug it, pack it up, take it to school. You know, it's in my backpack. And of course, you have to pack it up, you know, unpack it, plug it in, unplug it. You have to do all of that stuff at school. And then you get home and you can't just go over to your desk and power on your computer and know that Dropbox is going to so lovingly send over the stuff that you put into it while you were at school. Thankfully, Wi-Fi networks are so wonderful and Dropbox is wonderful, you know, but you can't do that. You have to unpack your laptop, plug it all in, get it booted up. It's like I'm more mobile than I would like to be as far as my college is concerned. I like to kind of have my homework and stuff all in, you know, more than one place. And obviously that's why some files I will send over to Dropbox. I did that primarily as a way of saving some of my essays to kind of share with a couple of colleagues to critique, you know, so I would send them, hey, here's a file. What do you think of this or whatever? I did that primarily as an easy way for having someone look at my paper from across the globe. But I also just feel that having that to be able to synchronize your documents and everything from one computer to the next or from one device to the next, because you can certainly access it on the beautiful iPhones and tablets and all the pocket and hand-sized thingamabobs out there. Yes, I did warn you. I was an English professor's worst nightmare. It's really cool, you know? So I would opt for an iMac first before I go for a MacBook. My laptop is working perfectly fine right now, so I'm in no hurry to get a MacBook, but I would love, love to get an iMac. And that may not happen this year, may not happen in the next, I don't see it happening within in the next 5 years, but maybe in 5 years, you know? You just never know. As for iPhone upgrades, well, my husband's been due for an upgrade since last December. And as I've told you guys, he is the one who is kind of in the routine. He likes everything the same. He, you know, doesn't really prefer change. And so he is happily sticking with his iPhone 4S. And he is not planning on upgrading at the moment. Of course, he could change his mind. And the day he does, you guys won't hear from me because I will die of complete shock. So, as for me, I will be due for an upgrade in July, July 8th to be exact. But I'm not going to upgrade. I'm going to wait until the newer iPhone comes out. Because to me, it just seemed silly. I upgraded to the iPhone 5 2 years ago, right before the 5S was going to come out. 5S, 5C, and then of course they had the 6. So I upgraded kind of in a hurry because my older phone was starting to show its age for some reason. It was just really laggy, and there was just a lot of problems with it. It just was very sluggish. And so I went to an iPhone 5 from the 4, so I skipped over the 4S, and I left my 4 at the Verizon store. I basically recycled it, basically. And there are some programs also, and I have done this in the past, with a few of my phones. I have recycled them and they send the phones to troops overseas. And I think that's a very, very well worth effort that people do to kind of get these refurbished phones up and running so that our troops have phones to use and are able to call or text or email, iMessage, FaceTime their families now. I really think that is the most incredible thing about things like FaceTime and iMessage, because if they have proper internet access, you know, these troops can connect with their families. It's harder still, you know, obviously when a person is in the army and is either, you know, fighting in the war, or they have to do some sort of military mission, who knows, I don't know the military that well, but the point is they're out there protecting the country. And things like FaceTime, you know, being able to have video calls with these devices, it's just an incredible thing because now this technology is bringing more and more people together. So it's really cool. And I know I ramble on way too much, but yeah. So I'm just talking a bunch of tech nonsense. Whatever spills out of my mouth, yeah, that's just me. Now, as for Audiomo 28, which is tomorrow, it will technically be day 28 in like an hour and 10 minutes here in Southern California in the lovely Pacific time zone. And I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I do know that I'm going to church. We hadn't gone in a couple of weeks. The gentleman that normally takes us, his car was not being very nice to him, so it had to go to the shop. So luckily, from what my husband told me, because he goes to the men's Bible study on Saturdays, everything seems to be fully operational. So thank God for that. And, well, not much else to ramble on about tonight, guys. It's going to be one of those, you know, talk till you drop kind of nights. And it's almost 11 o'clock here, so I want to go watch the news, take my dog out, and get some sleep. Because we got an early day tomorrow. Got to be up and out of this place by 8:30, and we'll be rocking. So yeah, I shall return tomorrow with an update, and audio mowers keep on mowing, even if you mow your lawns, and wow, it's incredible stuff. I'm looking forward to it. Maybe I could get some recordings, some binaural recordings of the fireworks, you know, those nice in-ear mics that I have. They're pretty cool. I still think they have such great potential. It does sound weird when you talk wearing those in-ear mics. It sounds interesting, but it's still a great pair to have. You know, they're really awesome. So I wonder how my dog's going to handle 4th of July, because last year I was still at the guide dog school, and obviously they're not going to do a firework show at a guide dog school on 4th of July. So that was just totally out of the question. They gave us barbecued food, and we basically had a wonderful 4th of July dinner. And yeah. So, very interesting. And it was really interesting, too, because I remember at one point suggesting, you know, why didn't we at least do the Pledge of Allegiance, even if we didn't have to stand? I mean, obviously, it's good to stand in respect of the Founding Fathers and all the people that have gone before us to ensure the freedom of our nation. I really think as a sign of respect, we should have done that. But they said, well, they didn't want to offend anyone. And again, here we go with this, you know, are we being too politically correct? You know, but they said, well, we didn't want to offend anyone because not everybody is Christian. And it has nothing to do, even though it does say one nation under God, it has nothing to do with being Christian. It was just showing respect for those who have fought for the independence we celebrate. And nobody wanted to do anything. So to me, it was kind of a nonchalant 4th of July. I was actually very uncomfortable sitting at a table where people were just too politically correct. You know, they'd be offended by the Pledge of Allegiance, the very words that we said every day growing up as kids in schools. And I don't even know if the Pledge of Allegiance is even still said in schools. I don't know if children still recite that these days. But anyway, I'm rambling on again. But anyway, this 4th of July is going to be very interesting. Part of me loves to get out there, get the binaural recordings. Part of me is also concerned about how my dog is going to act. You know, I'm obviously not going to have him outside with me. He's going to be secured in a crate. And I think Spotify is going to come to the rescue for me on that one, because they have a few albums on soothing music for dogs. And so we're just going to plug her in and see what that does. I know he already likes it. And so my intent is to have a happy canine. But 4th of July is going to be very interesting. This is my first dog period, first guide dog, first 4th of July. So it's going to be interesting. So hope everyone else is having a good night. It is now 5 to 11 Pacific time, and I really should get going. All right. So enough of my rambling. Hope you all have a splendid day tomorrow or today if it's already started for you. And everyone take care. God bless.